I'm Christian Zadek, and this is The Daily Thread, helping you find the thread of God's presence in your everyday life. When I was a young man, I used to go hiking in the Appalachian Mountains. It rained a lot on those hikes. We'd wear ponchos to try to keep dry, but we'd usually get soaked. At night, my tent had a rain cover, and even though it was just a thin piece of fabric, it did a pretty good job of keeping the rain out, unless I touched it. The tent was wet on the outside and dry on the inside, but if I made contact with the fabric, my skin would come away wet. If I fell asleep touching the side of the tent, I might wake up in a puddle. The separation between the dry space and the wet space was pretty thin. It was permeable. We often talk about the divine in terms of relational connection. We come to know God. We have a sense that He knows us. And sometimes we interpret our relationship with Him through the circumstances around our lives. When things are going well, we feel like God is closer than our breath. But when things aren't going well, we might wonder, why does God seem far away right now? Why can't I hear His voice like I used to? Why aren't things working out for me? Interpreting hard times as God being distant is nothing new. Some people blame God for the distance, calling Him aloof or uncaring. More often than not, though, Christians go the other way. Rather than blaming God, we blame ourselves for the distance. God can't draw near to me because I'm a sinner. When the nation of Israel was in exile in Babylon, they certainly must have felt like God was far away. Was He too weak to rescue them? Isaiah chapter 59 opens with these words, "Behold, the Lord's hand is not so short that it cannot save, nor is His ear so dull that it cannot hear. But your iniquities have made a separation between you and your God, and your sins have hidden His face from you, so that He does not hear." At first glance, this seems to support that cycle of self-blame so many Christians enter. God's hand is strong and His ears are open, but my sin has created a barrier that God just can't get through. It's all my fault. I used to think that way too, but the gospel of Jesus invites us to reconsider this perspective. The incarnation of a holy God among an unholy people is the story of God breaking through the barriers we erected. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us. He didn't wait for us to come to Him. He came to us, and we rejected Him, and He gave His life for us anyway. Sometimes we assume that because God is holy, there are places that His Spirit will not go. We think God can't inhabit a place because it's a place we associate with sin or darkness. The psalmist assumed the same thing, but found he was mistaken. If I ascend into the heavens, or if I make my bed in the depths of darkness, even there your right hand lays hold of me. Even there you are my shepherd. Darkness and light are alike to you. In other words, there is no place that God cannot inhabit. And similarly, there is no person God cannot inhabit. We may think we have to get cleaned up in order for God to come abide with us, but that's not how it works at all. In fact, we cannot be holy apart from the presence of God. When Jesus walked the earth, He surrounded Himself with sinners. And the religious leaders of His day judged Him for it. They were working from a belief that a righteous God should inhabit clean, righteous people. Jesus turned this paradigm totally upside down. When He said, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand," He didn't just mean repent of all the dark deeds you're doing. He also meant repent from the way you're thinking right now. Change your mind. Think differently. You do not purify yourself so that the Holy Spirit can come live inside you. The Holy Spirit comes to live inside you, and this results in your purification. Remember, nothing is holy apart from God. Our sins don't keep God out, but they can inhibit us from welcoming Him in, from choosing Him, from following in His way. Think about Jesus saying, "Repent." What ideas might He be inviting you to set aside? What new ways of thinking is He encouraging you to take up so that you can follow Him more closely and know Him more deeply? Take heart today, because there is nothing that can separate you from His love. The Daily Thread is a podcast from Zephyr Hills Alliance Church. To learn more about the ministries of our church, find us on Facebook or on our website, daccma.org.